Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Retro Radio Memories podcast. We have something a little more lighthearted this week for your listening pleasure. An episode from the Popeye radio series entitled Popeye Meets Robin Hood.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Sage.
What's wrong, projectionist?
Popeye? Of the many thousands of radio shows we preserve in the Retroist Vault, you choose Popeye? Perhaps we should rename our broadcast to the Kitty Corner Hour, eh?
There are many great radio shows to choose from, like Popeye. They do not all have to be horror and crime related, projectionist.
The good ones are, Victor.
You know what? Forget this. I have very little free time as it is recording three podcasts. You host the show.
I would say that worked like a charm. Eh, dear listeners? Sage is correct, of course. There are all manner of wonderful types of radio broadcasts. I was just tired of seeing him around the vault, to be honest. Let's keep that between you and me, though. The Popeye radio show originally began broadcasting on the Embassy Red Network. It was aired three times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evenings. It was on the Red Network starting on September 10th. 1935, and airing until March 28th, 1936, for a total of 87 shows. It switched networks on August 31st, 1936, moving to WABC, and lasted there until February 26th, 1937, for a run of 78 episodes. The third incarnation of the Popeye radio show was broadcast on CBS from May 2nd, 1938 until July 29th. The voice actor of Popeye was played by Detmar Poppin. Olive Oil was portrayed by Olive Lemoy. Bluto was played by Jackson Beck. The deplorable Mooch, known as Wimpy, was voiced by Charles Lawrence. Sweepy was portrayed by Mae Questel. And the radio-adopted son of Popeye, Sonny, or Matey the Newsboy, was played by Jimmy Donnelly. The major sponsor for Popeye, the radio show, was Wheatina, a whole wheat breakfast cereal that began on Mulberry Street in New York City, and, I believe, is still being made today. At the time of this episode, King Features Syndicate, which held the rights to Popeye, were being paid a staggering $1,200 a week. That is how popular the funny page turned animated celebrity was at the time, dear listeners. You will also notice that Popeye doesn't get his strength in the radio show by way of a can of uncooked spinach. It is Wheatina that gives him that added oomph. This episode features Popeye and his friends being transported to Sherwood Forest by reading a storybook about the legendary highwayman of Nottinghamshire, Robin Hood. While the best of friends, it becomes quickly obvious that Popeye doesn't take kindly to being shown up by Hood, though that case of jealousy won't stop the sailor man from aiding Hood when asked. Enjoy this episode of Popeye from 1936 on Retro Radio Memories.
Popeye. Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I am what I am, cause I am what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Wheatena's his diet. He asks you to try it with Popeye the Sailor Man.
Well, these winter days that have kept Popeye Olive Oil Meaty and Whippy indoors have been full of adventure. Tonight is another night by the fireside. It's after supper at Olive's house, and we find our four friends discussing their favorite book and talking about the place and the people they like the best.
Oh, dear, I just love this book about Robin Hood. Every time I read it, I get sort of homesick for Sherwood Forest.
Yeah, Robin Hood and his merry men was an elegant crew of swabs, all right.
Gee, they sure were. That's the life for me. Dressing in Lincoln green and hunting in the great forest.
And righting wrongs and doing kind acts. With plenty of need for muscle and sock.
To say nothing of roast venison and huge meat pies.
Let's see. There was Friar Tuck and Robin Hood and Little John.
And Alan A. Dale and, oh, I do declare that man had the loveliest eyes.
Booey on you and your goo-goo eyes.
Go on, Olive. Read some more.
All right. Where were we? Now, let me see. Oh, yeah. The notes of a golden horn faded athwart the still sunlight as light through stained glass.
Olive, listen, the trumpets, just like the time we joined Robin Hood before.
That's right, matey, and Robin Hood said we might come back by a story read by firelight.
I do believe it's going to happen again.
I'll go on a reading and we'll see. From far and near, the rising call of the hunting horn summons a merry...
Sherwood Forest again.
Hey, look to starboard, mates. There's them merry men.
Just hundreds of them yonder across the stream.
Gee, let's go over there. Maybe we'll find Robin Hood.
And good Friar Tuck. Ah, does he know his grocery?
Well, we has to find a bridge or something first. This stream is too wide to jump across.
Listen, that's Robin Hood's horn.
It seemeth to come from yonder forest behind us.
Now, don't you start that seemeth business, Wimpy. It's all right for these Robin Hood guys, but it sounds goofy coming from you.
Quiet, everybody. Here's Robin Hood now.
Greetings, Popeye. Greetings. Well, do my old bones recall the sound rubbing thy quarterstaff gave them?
Oh, you embarrass me, Robin Hood. It wasn't nothing.
Oh, come, my pretty Popeye.
Hey, now I know you must be making fun of me, on account I sure ain't what you call pretty.
Forsooth. Tell me not that thou tuckest away a brain in that unbreakable pate of thine.
Hey, listen here. Me brain ain't very fancy, but it's elegant for me purpose.
Verily, Popeye, thou shouldst hold thy temper.
Of a truth, my friend, good Robin Hood doth but pull thy leg.
Odds, bodkins, my Popeye. Canst thou not take a joke?
Odds, pooey to all of you. And how are you, Mr. Robin Hood?
Oh, fair health, sir, fair health, and right glad to have you here. But come, let us join the others.
Oh, we'd love to, but how do we get across that stream?
By yonder ford, of course.
Ford? Lask me hide. Was them things a-running way back in these days?
Robin Hood meant we cross the stream by stepping stone.
The lad is right. Fair Olive, you up on one arm and the lad up on the other. I will carry thee across.
Oh, dear. This is too thrilling for words.
Olive, can't you tell the difference between romance and politeness?
Well, with a person like you, politeness is more than just romance. It's a miracle. I'm ready, Popeye. Listening.
Ah, thou art light as a feather. And now, lad, up with you. Thou weighest quite well for a lad thy size. Ah, but let us be off, hopping right merrily from stone to stone.
Robin Hood is indeed nimble of foot. He has gained the farther bank with Olive and Matey.
Yeah, and here he comes back again.
And now for yonder Wimpy.
Another mere featherweight, I assure you.
You means feather bed.
filled to the neck with hamburgers.
Oh, feather weight or feather bed. I've managed to carry thee. Come, up you go. By me troster, this sack must be loaded with lead.
Yeah, Wimpy don't weigh scarcely a ton. Can you manage him, Robin Hood?
Wit ye well. I make it or drown.
Blow me down. Robin Hood, I doesn't think I could have done better myself.
Oh, my friend, I come now for thee. By me, halibut. Now up for a thimbleful. Up with you.
Hey, I object to this here babe and arm stuff.
Come, sir, I brook no argument. Come up and away.
Here we are, all over safe. And even Popeye had to be carried.
I am mad and I am embarrassed. I could have done it all by myself.
Come faster. I cannot have thee, Popeye, down in the mouth in me own Sherwood Forest.
No, but you're trying to make a big sisky out of me.
Oh, sir, by hair and hollow, that shall not be. I tell thee what.
What's that?
I perceive that I have left me leathern pouch on yonder bank. You may carry me there and fetch it back here.
Ah, you don't have to do all of that. I goes and gets it for you.
Ah, I carry thee here, and by common courtesy, thou shalt carry me back.
Okay, if you put it that way, I carries you. Up you goes. Thou is no slight load thyself, Sir Ravingswood.
Have a care, Popeye. Them stones are slippery.
Ah, I hasn't tried slippery dicks all me life for nothing. Here we goes, hopping.
Ah, thou art a fair and noble sportsman, Popeye, and now put me down, sir.
Okay, now get your pocketbook and let's get back.
Right, me good man. I have it up now. Up with you.
What you mean, up with me?
Why, I must fain carry thee back for the courtesy of thy having carried me here. 'Tis the custom.
Nothing doing. I has a old Popeye custom of me own.
Here, sir, put me down. Addle Payton, scamp, what meanest thou be this?
It means I am going to take a run and jump and land you on the other side in one hop. Here I go.
Beaten, and that's in the very sight of me merriment.
I hope you ain't embarrassed none, Mr. Robin Hood.
Oh, no, no. Fair sport and fair winnings leave no hard feelings. But we'll try my game.
Sure, I will. What is it?
Oh, me, Popeye, I'm sure you're in for something now.
Tis naught but to shoot arrows with me good long bow at yon archery butt.
Blow me down. Bows and arrows. Let's play Injuns.
Thou speakest light. Yet not another man in all merry England can draw the stout long bow of Robin Hood.
Gee, it sure is a big bow.
Aye, lad. And it taketh a mighty man to even draw back the thong. See, I fit an arrow.
Beg pardon, but in just which direction do you intend to shoot?
At yon target, set at 100 paces. I mark you. I draw back the thong thusly. The arrow I aim truly and let fly.
That's elegant, Robin Hood. Right smack in the bullseye.
I fit yet another arrow. And now to send this arrow after the other. Watch.
Gee, he split the first arrow right in half.
Blast me high. That's a marksmanship. Hey, can I try me skill now, Mr. Robin Hood?
Don't be ridiculous, Popeye. You never shot one of them things in your life.
I want not that thou should be a laughing stock, Popeye.
I takes me chances.
So be it. Here is the bow.
Now let's see. First I pulled this here bowstring back here like this, huh? Hey, this is tougher than I thought.
By nod and noodle, sir. This bear tickleth me.
Now I let the arrow fly.
Well done, sir. Well done. A good 3 feet it flew.
It serves you right, Popeye. You know very well shooting arrows isn't your sport.
Of a truth not. 'Tis the sport of kings. But I am too kindly to say fooey.
Don't let it bother you, Popeye. Your champ has plenty of other things.
I knows what's the matter. Me muscle ain't up to full pressure. I'm gonna work down a skipping stones into their river.
Ah, I have an inspiration. Would it be?
Yes, it would. I need special extra arrow shooting muscle. Give me me favorite cereal.
Your requirement?
Well, because this bow is tough and I wants to make me a bullseye, I needs at least 2 bowls.
2 bowls coming up.
Ah, me senses swoon me. Is that aroma that doth sniff so blissfully?
Yay!
Oh, don't tell me, lad. It's sweet Tina.
2 bowls for a bullseye.
Now look at me muscle. Now hand me that long bow, Robin Hood.
Thou beest a glutton for punishment.
Hey, I knows me cereal. Now let's see. I pulls it back like this.
By me faith, what hearest I?
I'm kind of afraid it's your bow, Robin Hood.
Ah, that is paddle, lad. No man can break that bow. Pull her full well back, Popeye.
I am sorry, I am. I'll get you a new bow.
Oh, 'twas worth the price of a bow to see it done. And besides, they grow right here in Sherwood Forest.
Beg pardon, Robin Hood. In sooth and by my halibut, I could but feign me a hamburger.
Of what speakest thou, Wimpy?
Whatever do you foes but food, I'm that ashamed.
Oh, no, but 'tis the time nigh now for the feastings. Only one thing I would ask.
Hey, Mr. Robin Hood. You're an elegant guy, and I tries to oblige you in anything you ask.
Tis only this. Tomorrow, I and my merrymen go on a dangerous mission. A stout heart such as thee would mean much.
Dangerous missions is me duty and me pleasure.
Good. Then the boon I crave is granted. But come, no more now. I will tell thee all on the morrow. And now, with my horn, let me summon all to the feast.
I cannot see why any swab as well as Robin Hood has to go and live hundreds of years before we was born.
Gee, Popeye, you know what? You're sort of a Robin Hood.
Aw, matey, that's too big a compliment for me. But every swab ought to try to be a Robin Hood.
Why, Popeye?
Well, because then the world would soon find out there ain't really nothing going on but kindness, generosity, and good deeds.
Mr. Harper, will you take the stand, please?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you swear to tell the whole truth, the whole truth, the whole truth, the whole truth?
Hey, listen, Chief Jack Benny pulled that one just a while ago.
Well, Wheatina and Jack Benny don't have any quarrel. Now, Mr. Harper, I understand that you had a dish of Wheatina for breakfast this morning.
That's right, sir.
Now, how do you know it was Wheatina?
Well, because I tasted it, that's how. I know that Wheatina flavor anywhere.
You've tried other cereals?
I've tried them all.
He's tried them all! He's tried them all!
Your Honor, he's tried them all. One more question, Mr. Harper.
Yes.
It's been a long time since breakfast. Now, you must be tired and hungry. Tell the jury how you feel.
Well, I'm not tired at all. I'm full of zip and go. Hey, I could stay here 2 hours longer. That's some cereal. That Wheatina, whoopee!
I object. The testimony is undignified.
Objection overruled. Testimony is peculiarly fitting. I had Wheatina this morning myself. Whoopee! Court's adjourned.
I am Popeye the Sailor Man.
So, did Popeye and his friends help Robin Hood out of a dangerous pickle? We can only assume that Popeye will save the day, because of the 204 shows that were broadcast, I am sad to say that only 20 have been preserved, dear listeners. The music on the Popeye Radio Show was performed by the Cartoon Land Band, headed by Victor Irwin. I do not believe there is anything more that I might share. I hope you remember that you can listen to our radio broadcasts, assuming Victor returns, almost every Sunday over at the Retroist. If you have complaints, or perhaps just wish to give Sage a hard time, you may reach him morning and night at vicsage@retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our radio program was provided by The Peachy. If you have musical needs, contact The Peachy by way of your electronic mail at peachy@retroist.com. A thank you to the Retroist for allowing us to record in the Retroist Vault. When you want to find your childhood on a daily basis, why not visit the Retroist at www.retroist.com.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm one tough kazookas. What hates all palookas? What ain't on the up and square? I mix 'em and box 'em, and all these I rub 'em, and none of 'em get nowhere. If anyone dares to risk my fist, it's Buff and it's Wham on her stand. So keep good behavior, that's your one lifesaver with Popeye the Sailor Man.
This has been a Retroist production. Good night and good luck.